But either way, just one ha'ara, as it relates not to today's daf, but to yesterday's daf, and not the second part of yesterday's daf, the Trumas u'Maisras part, but the first part of yesterday's daf, and that is the Gemara on daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph had an interesting shaila. One of the melachas that you're allowed to do on Yontif, that of course you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, it's a melachas oichel nefesh, shechita. You're allowed to shecht an animal on Yontif, you're not allowed to shecht an animal on Shabbos. But the Gemara had a shaila. It was Rabbi Yirmiyah Zibaya, a classic Rabbi Yirmiyah. He said, what would be if you had an animal? The animal was injured. It was injured to the point that you have to be concerned that maybe this animal is a treifa. Ordinarily, we're never concerned that animals are treifas because roi, the animals are not treifas. But if you have a reyesa, you have a reason to be concerned that maybe this animal is a treifa, then of course, you have no choice. You have to be chayish. Maybe this animal is, in fact, a treifa. So Rabbi Yirmiyah's question was, what would be if an animal was injured? This is an animal that obtained an injury where the halacha in Eilu Treifas is you have to wait 24 hours. You have to wait me'eis le'eis before you do a shechita. Not just that. Even after you do the shechita, you have to do a quick bedika to make sure that it's not a treifa. Can I go lekatchila after I waited 24 hours and shech this animal or not shech this animal? Do you say that being that it was already injured, and even after I shecht it, I'm going to have to do a bedika. So you see, there's a reis over here. So maybe I can't shecht it because shechita is something that I'm allowed to do. But at the same time, only if it's going to give me a meat that I'm allowed to eat. If it's a tzarech haichal nefesh, I'm allowed to do it. But if it's not a tzarech haichal nefesh, of course I wouldn't be able to do shechita. Over here, it's yitachin, it's going to be okay because it passed the me'eis le'eis exam. But at the same time, it's sarach bedikas. So you see, we are concerned. So how far do we take this reyesa? Do we say if it's sarach bedikas, so now there's a good chance that it might not be l'tzarech haichal nefesh, therefore I can't do the shechita on yantif? Or is the halacha that it's not going to be a problem? That was the discussion in the Gemara. This shaila of Rabbi Yirmiyah is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's an Eruch Chaim. It's in Simen Tov Tzadik Ches. It's in Hilchus Yontif. It's Siv Katan Ches. The Mechaber says, Oif, a bird, Shen Nidras Biraglayim. It was trampled on. V'yesh Lachush and Esrasku Eivarim. You have to be concerned that maybe something happened to its Eivarim, meaning maybe it's a Treifa. V'lachein Tzorech Shias Me'eis Le'eis U'Bedika Achashchita. So you have to wait 24 hours before you shecht it, and even after you shecht it, you have to do a Bedika. Mutal L'shoich Tebi Yontif. You're allowed to shecht it on Yontif. That's the Lach and Shulchan Aruch. V'loi Chayshin on Shemi Yimotz a Treifa. And we're not concerned that maybe when you do the Bedika, you're going to find that it's a Treifa. Afal Gav Tesialu Be'Reya. So even though right now, it has a reyesa. So says the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is that you're allowed to shecht this animal and you don't have to be concerned about a reyesa. The Magen Avraham, on this halacha right here, says that even though Medina de Shulchan Aruch, it comes out that you're allowed to shecht on Yontif, and even though Medina de Shulchan Aruch, it comes out that you're even allowed to shecht when there's a reyesa, when there's a chance that when you do the bedikah, you're going to find out that it's a treifa. However, ubiyam shol shloimah, Meseches Beya, Perik Dalet, Simen Yun Tes. Our sugya, Kasa. The Yamshul Shloime said that it's not so pashat. He said that Ha'idna Ein Noyakin Bizmanenu Lishchot Shum Behema B'Yantif. He says, today the minig is not to shech behemas on Yantif, and afilu hecha de loyshchichi treifas. Even if we're not really concerned that there's going to be treifas, but said the Yamshul Shloime, because of this concern, that maybe the animal's going to be a treifa, even though roi behemas are not treifas. And even though the Gemara came out, like the Shulchan Aruch just paskin, that even when there's reason to be concerned that maybe it's a treifa, still we don't care about it. But the Yamshul Shloime said that ha'idna ein noyagin bizmanenu lishchot shum behema b'yontif, afilu hecha deloy shchichi treifas. Says, today we try not to shech. Says the Magen Avraham, I am mashik asafti simen tof kuf chav zayim, v'nirali, the kishat tzorech lo b'yom tov, that if you need it, yesh lo hakel, says the Magen, even though Yamshul Shloime said it, and the Yamshul Shloime said it, so who's going to go connected to Yamshul Shloime? But he said, Venerali says the Magen Avraham, that if you need it on Yontif, you certainly could be Mekel. So Medina de Gemara, Medina de Shulchan Aruch, he led a Shecht on Yontif, even led a Shecht on Yontif where there's a Reyesa, that maybe the animal's going to be a Treifa. But the Yamshul Shloime said that the Minig in his times already was not to do Shechit on Yontif, based on the fact that maybe you're going to find out that the animal is a Treifa. There's a beautiful tshuva in the Shailos of Tshuvas, Yehuda Yala. That's the tshuvas for Rabbi Yehuda Asad. The shoyel in the tshuva was Rabbi Yehuda Asad's edim. His name was Rabbi Aaron Bichler. And he sent his shver the following ha'ara. It's an Erechaim Simen Kuf Samech Dalet. His ha'ara was that even though the Magen Avraham says that it's okay to shecht on Yontif if you need the food, but maybe on Rosh Hashanah you shouldn't shecht. And the reason he held that maybe you shouldn't shecht on Rosh Hashanah is because being that the Magen Avraham brought the Yamshel Shloima, that the Yamshel Shloima said that the minig is not to shecht, because maybe after you do the shechit you're going to find out the animal's a treifa. On Rosh Hashanah, we always look to be machmer. And his precedent for such a chumrah is Simen Tov Reish Gimel, Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, where the halacha is that the Shulchan Aruch says that even people that are mekel when it comes to Pas Palter, but during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you're supposed to be machmer. So Rabbi Aaron Bichler told his Grace Shver, Rabbi Yehuda Asad, he said that you see this, and they need to be machmer in Rosh Hashanah. They need to be machmer in Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So Rosh Hashanah, the first 2 days, the Yom HaRichta, the first 2 days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and people are machmer, even a Pas Palter. So he said in Svara, it makes sense to him that maybe you shouldn't do Shechita either, because over here we should be chayish for the Yamshel Shloima. Meaning, even though the Magen Avraham said that if you need the food, don't worry about the Yamshel Shloima, but on Rosh Hashanah, you want to do it on Sukkis, Shemini Atzeres, you want to do it on Pesach, you want to do it on Shavuos, I understand. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you're machmer on Pas Palter. So if you're machmer on Pas Akim and all these things, so it's misnabber that you should be machmer over here like this Yamshel Shloima, and you shouldn't take on the kula of the Magen Avraham. This was the ha'ara of the Edom of Rabbi Yehuda Asad. So Rabbi Yehuda Asad wrote back a tshuva. He said, I like the ha'ara, and it's a very, very glat azach. However, Ulaniyaz Daiti, I says, if you would ask me, I think a person shouldn't do shechita on Rosh Hashanah. Not because of Simen Tov Reish Gimel, not because of Hilchas Pas Akum and Hilchas Pas Palter, but I think there's another reason you shouldn't do it. And that is because every time a person shechts an animal, ikut sar balechayim, you're being mitzayer the animal. And he says, even though it's true, you're allowed to shecht an animal, and we shecht an animal with the utmost sensitivity so that we can minimize the amount of pain that this animal is going to have to suffer through. But at the end of the day, let's be honest, you're being mitzayer the animal. And because you're being mitzayer the animal, on some level, there's an element of tzar balechayim. Now it's mutter. HaTorah hatirosa, said Rabbi Yehuda Asad. It says, v'zavachta v'achalta. But had the Torah not been matter shechita, you'd never be able to shecht an animal. Because it's posh, it would be nichal in the halach of tzar balechayim deiraisa. So he said, Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin. And on the Yom Adin, we spend the whole day davening, and we ask the Eibishter for rachamim. U'b'yom edadino, shekulonu mevakshim in rachamim kol hayom. That's what we do the whole day. For racham aval kol masov k'sivim. That's what we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. He says, today is a day for us to make sure that we have the best chance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowing His rachamim on us. You know how you ascertain that? Chazal say, kol merachim al abriyos, merachim in olam min hashamayim. So therefore, said Rabbi Yehuda Asad, that if you're going to go be mitzayer an animal on Rosh Hashanah, you're going to not have rachmonis on the animal. You're going to show achzorius towards the animal. How can you now go turn around to the Eibishter and ask the Eibishter for rachamim if you yourself are not a merachim? How could you expect Rachmanis back from the Eibishter? So said Rabbi Yehuda Asad, yeah, you're saying very nice. Ator reso lodas. You said beautiful that the Magen Avraham, maybe based on that halach and Hilchos Pas Akum, you shouldn't do shechita. It's a reason to be machmer in general. Oh, but there's a different cheshbon. There's a cheshbon that it's Rosh Hashanah. You're asking the Eibishter for rachamim. And if you're asking the Eibishter for rachamim, that's poshut. That on a day like today, you don't want to show achzorius even to an animal. And then Rabbi Yehuda Asad said that you're going to tell me, maybe call merachim ala brius, merachim ala mesh. That's if you're merachim on people, on human beings, on a tzelem elokim. Mehecha teisi kol merachim al abrius merachim and all the meshamayim is included even animals. So he said that's a mefurish gemara. It's a gemara mesechtes bava metzia daf pei hey amen aleph and perak asoiches apoyelim. The gemara over there talks about Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who was a terrible bal yisurim, and the gemara says that the yisurim of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi came al yedei maisa, and then they left al yedei maisa. What was the maisa that brought upon the Yisurim of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, of Rabbi? Now, there was an eagle, there was a calf. It was on its way to be slaughtered. And it saw Rabbi. So it went to hide underneath the rekel of Rabbi. The kabachi, and the eagle started crying. So Rabbi turned to the animal and said, Zil. He says, what are you crying? Go! Why are you here? This is what you were created for. This is your tafkid. Amri, they said in Shemayim, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi doesn't have rachmanis on this eagle. He deserves Yisurim. That was the story that triggered Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's Yisroel. What was the story that causes Yisroel to go away? Yom Echad, one day, I have a call, Koncha Amse, the Rebbe Beisa. Rebbe's maidservant was sweeping the house. Havashadya b'nei karkushta. And there was a whole family of baby weasels that were on the floor. V'kakonshlo, and she was sweeping them up. Amalah. So Rebbe turned to his Amse and said, Shafkinu. Why are you sweeping away these weasels? Ksiv, the pasuk says, V'racham of Al-Kol Masav. Al-Kol Masav means even on the weasels. Amri, so they said in Shemayim, oh, Hayulu Merachem. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is showing that he has Rachmanus on the weasels. Nerachem aleh. We're going to have Rachmanus on him. So Rabbi Yehuda Asad said it's a Gemara. Kol Merachem ala Briyos. Merachem in Olam min HaShemayim is not only true for Briyos that were created B'Tzelem Alekim, but this is true even for an eagle. It's true even for a weasel. That's this Indian of Kol Merachem ala Briyos. He says you want to shecht an animal in Rosh Hashanah. You're going to listen to the animal scream. You're going to watch the animal in pain. We're trying to be Ma'oire Rachme Shamayim. We're looking for Kol Merachem ala Briyos. So this is something that you're going to do. And then Rabbi Yehuda Asad said that this was his machshava. But before he wrote the tshuva, he went and he discussed it with the Shoichet, where he was Rav, in Ser Deheli. And he went to the Shoichet Basar, whose name was Shmuel Weiss, Neiro Yoyer. And he asked him this question, V'sha'alti Yoisai, Alzeha Minig. I want to know, what's the Minig on Rosh Hashanah? We do Shechita, we don't do Shechita. V'heishavli, and he told me, quote, Ki b'chol tfutzais Yisrael, wherever there are Yidin, ha'minig shaloi lishchet b'yantav shal Rosh Hashanah, shaloi lahazik shum birya. Because you don't want to be mazik, anyone or anything on Rosh Hashanah. V'shakei kasa b'sefer Gvul Ben Yamin, and he said he found this in the Sefer Gvul Ben Yamin. Who wrote the Gvul Ben Yamin? The Mari Vail. So this goes back to the times of the Mari Vail. And he writes, "Umeyolam loyshama lishchay b'Rosh Hashanah." He says, "I never heard as a shoychet that someone would do a shchita on Rosh Hashanah." V'has melahasker. Maybe that's a pun. Has kateger. V'has melahasker. He said, "Ad kan divrei ashoychet baser Rab Shmuel Hanal v'nehenesi shekiyamti misvara." So the Noda Yehuda said, "Nehenesi." He was mechaven to the Pnei Yeshua. Yehuda Asad was mechaven to the shoychet and said the heli. Rab Shmuel Weiss. It's just beautiful how everything. But either way, this was the vart. The last 2 days, that was the topic of the raid. We spoke about this Indian of Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Goyim Lechasadim. It's the Midah of a Yid. And when a Yid has Rachmanis, Kol Merachem Al Abriyas, Merachem in Olam Min HaShemayim. But Kol Merachem Al Abriyas doesn't only mean Ye Merachem on Shaina Yidin. It doesn't only mean Ye Merachem even on a Tzelem Alekim. But Kol Merachem Al Abriyas, L'Rabbis and Egel. Kol Merachem Al Abriyas, L'Rabbis Ochulda. If you take a look at the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Avadim, so after the whole Hilchas Avadim, all the different halachas of Hilchas Avadim, the last sif cotton in the Rambam gives a musishmuz, it's kedai to see inside how a person's supposed to treat his Eved. So even the Yidin in the world of Avadim, before Lincoln freed the slaves, but there was a concept of a hanhaga that people had towards Avadim. If you take a look in the Lushainus of the Rambam, it's unbelievable the way you have to talk, the way you have to treat, the way you have to feed. And the Rambam talks about, because that's the midah of a Yid, that a Yid is a Rachman, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Rachman, and he's talking about being Merachim on Avadim, and he ends off, the Chol Merachim, Merachim in Olav. It's a Rambam. Shenem Avinasan Lecha Rachamim V'richemcha V'hirbecha. Those are the last words of the Rambam Hilchas Avadim. After all the lumness and everything, Kol HaMerachem, Meracham in Olav. Final words of the Rambam. But either way, this is the Ha'ara.